You're listening to the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR live session. Joining me in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio is singer-songwriter Emily Nenny. She self-describes as a honky-tonk girl who's just getting started. Joining her on tour and in the studio today is guitarist Sean Thompson. The new album, On the Ranch, just came out earlier this week. Emily Nenny, welcome to JPR. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
You're born in the Bay Area. You currently call Nashville home. Tell us about growing up and your introduction to music.
I just came from a very musical family, not like in the musician sense, but more so we were just all music nerds. And my dad leaned more towards jazz and funk and rock, and my mom more towards country and also some like R&B and some hip-hop, I guess.
But
hip-hop was clearly not the prominent
right
genre, but it was great.
Yeah. Oh, good. And you moved to Nashville. What made you go to Nashville?
I used school as an excuse to get to Nashville, but I just really wanted to write music. I didn't know if I wanted to perform in front of people. I didn't think I had the guts, but that came with time.
So the new album, On the Ranch, the title of that kind of comes from how it was recorded, where it was recorded, is that right?
Where it was written, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was recorded in East Nashville in Tennessee, but written near the Great Sand Dunes National Park on a ranch outside of Alamosa, Colorado.
And how'd you find that? Oh, so it was in Colorado that it was on the ranch?
Okay. Yes.
How'd you find that?
My guitarist and songwriting partner, Mike Eli, or former guitarist, his wife was working on a ranch there. Mm. She's a wrangler. And we just decided to surprise her for her 30th birthday. And then we just spent a couple weeks finishing up this record, finishing up writing it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So all on the ranch. Why don't you play us the title track to that?
Sure.
All right.
Up with the sun to catch a wrangle, roll out to pull a pickup at a nearby bar. Well, to be true, I really wasn't much use. Once the truck got to getting loose, I was playing with a kettle dog. Come a couple after two, time to bust out of brew. Don't hurt me, you. How'd you feel about a few? When I hear the motor rolling in, get a good feeling beneath my skin. Out on the ranch to avoid my troubles. It looks like I've got double. Trouble. talk, I've got double.
That's Emily Nenny on JPR. She's my guest in a live session today, and that was the title track to the new one, On the Ranch. You're currently on tour with Kelsey Walden. How's the tour going?
It's been so good. Yeah, I've admired her ever since I moved to Nashville, and she's just got a great band with her, and it's so good to share the road with a fellow female country artist.
And you were on the road with Charlie Crockett too, is that right?
I was for a month. Yeah, that was a good time too.
He was in here about a month ago.
Oh, nice, great.
So, how was that? Were you having a good time with that?
Oh yeah, it was a blast. Yeah, he's got a killer band too, and yeah, played a lot of new states and to a lot of big crowds. Very different than what I'd experienced before.
Cool. And Sean, you're joining us. Got some nice telly going on there. Appreciate that kind of twang. How did you guys find each other and start working together?
Mutual friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got anything to say?
I have known her boyfriend for quite some time, since about high school. Mm-hmm. And I play in their band, Teddy and the Rough Riders, from time to time as well. So just kind of same scene, same friends.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, it's working out pretty well for you guys. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just do another song.
Sure.
What do you guys want to do?
Okay. You want to do In the Morning?
Yeah.
So tell us a little about this song. I did a little research on it, but I kind of want to hear your story on it.
Yeah, it's kind of a gender reversal of like a classic one-night stand 70s rock song, like of all the Rod Stewart and Faces that I love. And I just decided, you know, I love all that, but yeah, end of the day, I wanted to write it from a female perspective.
Cool. Let's hear that.
Yeah. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's Emily Nenny with In the Morning, a tune from her brand new release On the Ranch. It's a follow-up to an album that came out in 2018, Hell of a Woman. How did that one go? Where did that
That was a self-release. It was home recorded. It was kind of over the course of a year and a half. So Mike Eli and I recorded that in Nashville. Yeah, over a year and a half. It's also just a combination of a lot of different players over a year and a half. And some of those songs went back to that I was writing when I was like 19 years old. So. Yeah, I'm proud of that record, but it's been fun to keep learning and releasing new stuff.
Right. Well, and then you had an EP in 2020, The Long Game.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a pandemic, kind of a lockdown recording, or is it?
No, that I recorded that just before lockdown, probably in, was that March, February? And then, yeah, things kind of shut down, but I still wanted to release it, so I just self-released.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when you sit down to write, where do you get your inspiration? Where does that come from?
It's mainly from experience. So sometimes it'll be years after something happens, and I just take some time to reflect. And, yeah, it's a lot of, you know, things that maybe I wish I had known before, or just, you know, just processing. It's my way of processing a lot of stuff.
Right. Well, and you seem to be maybe bringing a little feminine angle towards country music. Is that a goal of yours?
I try to, yeah. I mean, I admire a lot of women in music in general, and it's nice to share that with folks who even aren't musicians. It's nice to hear that from women at shows who, you know, it really resonates.
Well, even that song In the Morning, it's like we've heard men sing that forever. You don't hear women sing that a lot, so that's pretty cool.
Mm.
And you have another one that's kind of like that as well, about the rodeo?
That's right, yeah, Can Chaser.
Uh-huh. Where did that come from?
I was on the ranch in Colorado and was living in a house full of wranglers. It was all women, and they had played me, I don't remember the guy's name, but, and I wouldn't you know, talk negatively, but it was a song that he had written. It was kind of like a joke song at Women of the Rodeo, Barrel Racers. It's a female-dominated sport in the rodeo, but, yeah, it was just a bit demeaning. So I sat with some of the gals, and they had done that event in the rodeo for years, and kind of I asked about some information, the good and the bad, that was said about women in the rodeo, and I wrote this one for the ladies.
All right, well, let's hear Can Chaser then.
All righty. Please.
That's Can Chaser. Emily Nenny is my guest in a JPR live session today. That's from her new album, On the Ranch. You can find that album and more about her, including information on her tour at emilynenny.com, emilynenny.com. Thanks so much for playing that for us.
My pleasure.
It's cool to just see some young women in country music that are taking things from kind of a feminist point of view. What made you do that? Where does that fit into your life?
I kind of
stand out there like that.
Yeah, I think it's just the family that I come from. I'm from I only have sisters. I've got two older sisters, and my mom's a really strong woman, and both my grandmas are strong women, and that's just kind of something that my dad always encouraged too. You know, he's a dad with three daughters, and he's proud of his strong gals. But yeah, I like to encourage that in the women I'm around, and I also love when there's little girls who come to the shows, and you know, I hope that they continue to grow up strong and feel like they can do anything.
Yeah, there seems to me to be some kind of an emergence of more of, I don't want to say feminist, but sort of feminist angles
feminist,
on
sure.
country music coming out right now, and it's kind of refreshing. I appreciate it a lot.
So.
Well, do you want to wrap up with another song for us?
Sure.
What do you want to play?
What's been working for us? Should we do
all been
wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're all.
I guess we'll play the whole set. No.
Yeah.
let's do a Leavin. You want to?
Sure.
Cool. Here's one from the new record, Leavin.
Great.
Okay. Ready. Bet you've been planning your great return some Sunday evening. Once you were ready and hands were steady, you'd come back beaming.
That is Leavin'. It's Emily Nenny in a JPR Live session with me today. And joining her is Sean Thompson on guitar and backing vocals on some of these tracks you've heard. And thanks, guys, for stopping in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Good luck on the rest of your tour and the new album. We look forward to catching up with you in the future when you're coming through town. Maybe we'll get you a gig in town here, too,
yeah,
to play.
I'd love that.
All right. Thanks so much. JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin, and you can find them archived at ijpr.org, or you can find our podcasts at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcast. Open Air continues in just a moment.